which was with holiness. V'alkein koyrin parashas ois b'Rosh Hashanah. That's why that's the Torah portion that we read on Rosh Hashanah. Ki oz nivra ha'olam. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world was created, the world being man, shenivra b'shvil ha'kovoid sheyisra ba'idei ha'ilados Yisrael. We're talking about the world that was created so that Hashem would receive respect by the birth of Jews. Shezeh b'chinas leidas Yitzchok. That's highlighted, that the best example of that is the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas asora shoifrois, asora malchius, asora zechroinois. And this is why we find that when the shofar is being blown, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which discusses the sequence of shofar blowing, discusses again a base of 10 sound, one round corresponding to Hashem's kingdom, a second round corresponding to all the things that the Jews are supposed to remember Hashem for, Zichroinos, and a third round corresponding, which is called Shofros, corresponding to all the different places in the Torah where it writes about the sound of the shofar. Shebohem keneged bechinas asora mamoroi shebohem nevroilam. These correspond to the 10 statements of creation with which Hashem created the world. Shenizgalin b'Rosh Hashanah, which are broadcasted on Rosh Hashanah, al yedei hakovoid shenizgala al yedei hoylodas Yisrael b'chinas pkidas akoros b'chinas leidas Yitzchok, which is shown through the birth of the Jewish people, especially taking women who are barren and them suddenly giving birth, which is highlighted by the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Shekol ze nimshach mehashpoas hanoyam ho'elyon shenimshach Rosh Hashanah. All of this is a result of this flow of noyam ho'elyon that flows on Rosh Hashanah. The noyam ho'elyon is an expression of the asora mamorois, which manifests itself in the form of these 10 sounds of the shofar in these three directions: Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros. V'alkein Iker Hagdolas Kevoida Yisporachu B'Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the time, the day on which Hashem's honor, when the respect for Hashem is at its peak, is on Rosh Hashanah. K'mayshayimrim, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'yovoi melech hakovoid. Let the king of respect, the king in all his glory, come forth. U'vechein tein kovoid. And we say special Shmon Esrei, which speaks about the kovoid of Hashem. Meloich al kol ho'ilam kulei bechvoidecha. We beg that Hashem should rule over the entire world with his full kovoid. V'chein harbe, and all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are all around this theme. Ki kol asokeinu b'Rosh Hashanah legalos malchusoi, shehi kevoidoi, b'chinas melech hakovoid. Because our main focus on Rosh Hashanah is to broadcast Hashem's kingdom, which is his respect. Ki ikar habriyo shenivra b'Rosh Hashanah hakoilu b'shvil hakovoid, shebishvil zeh nivra oilam b'asur ha'moreis. Because the main reason for creation, which happened on Rosh Hashanah, was for respect for Hashem. This world which was created with these 10 statements. V'alkein ikar kidusha seretz Yisrael nizgale b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is why the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is also revealed on Rosh Hashanah, more so than any other time. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, Tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are always upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, Meireshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, on Rosh Hashanah, is reactivated this concept of Hashem looking closely upon Eretz Yisrael. And as the Gemara says, B'Rosh Hashanah nidoin ma'yeh b'sefer, on Rosh Hashanah is decided what will be at the, you know, for the entire year. Ki ikar kidushas Eretz Yisrael hu b'chinas noyam ho'elyon kanal, sheze zeichen b'Rosh Hashanah kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, is this heavenly splendor, this noyam ho'elyon, which is found in Eretz Yisrael, which is expressed through its 7 special fruits. They are an expression of this noyam ho'elyon. And therefore, since this noyam ho'elyon really flows most on Rosh Hashanah, therefore Rosh Hashanah also is when Eretz Yisrael receives a whole new boost of energy. Yud Aleph. V'alkein tchilas kibush Yehoshua es Eretz Yisrael hoya al yedei koil shofar. Rav Nosson says, this is why you find an interesting thing, that when Yeshua started conquering Eretz Yisrael, he began from the city of Jericho, and the way it was conquered was through the blowing of the shofar. Hashem told them to surround the city, go around the city 7 times. Each time they went around the city, they had to blow the shofar. And after the 7th time, when they finished blowing the shofar, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Jericho was the first city in Eretz Yisrael which Yeshua conquered. V'kovsho alidei shofrois. He conquered it through the blasts of the shofar. Kimavur b'Yeshua, as is written in the book of Yeshua. Hainu kanal. K'alidei koil shofar b'chinas kedushas Rosh Hashanah. Alidei ze ma'orinu mamshichem b'chinas hanoyam ho'elyon shebchinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the shofar, the sound of the shofar, which is the essence of Rosh Hashanah, that generates a flow of that Noyam Ho'elyon, which is also the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze Mizgabren al Kol HaMoinim Eretz Yisrael, which is what gives us the ability to overcome the obstacles from Eretz Yisrael. Shehem Bechinas Zayin Amamin, which are the 7 nations. Bechinas Choyvlim Kanal, they represent the Choyvlim. We had mentioned earlier that the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is reflected in its 7 special fruits. They're the expression of Noyam Ho'elyon, and the equal opposite force to them is the 7 nations of Goyim that were there trying to block the Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael, trying to block Eretz Yisrael from expressing its holiness. V'zeh b'chinas kinoir noim im novel tiku b'chodesh shofar. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it talks about the sweet sound of the kinoir, the harp, im novel, with some other musical instrument. And right afterwards it says, tiku b'choy the shofar, blow the shofar on in the chodesh, in the month of Tishrei. These are put together. Ki shofar hu bechinas nigun, because the shofar is playing that song. Bechinas kinoir noim, the sweet harp, that sweet melody of the harp. V'zeh ma shemuva b'sefer tuv horetz. And this is why it's brought in one of the Sforim, I believe this was written by Reb Chaim Vital Zal, this Tuv Horetz, Shekinoir Noim Im Novel Hu Rosh Tevois Kena'an. That the first letters of this pasuk, Kinoir Noim Im Novel, the sweet harp with this other musical instrument, the first letters of those 4 words make up the word Kena'an, which is one of the nicknames of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Kena'an. Ki Kenan Hainu Klolius Hazayin Amomin Shein Bechinas Klal Hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. Because Kenan is the first one of the 7 nations. Whenever the Torah lists those 7 nations who were the obstacle course in blocking Bnei Yisrael from getting to Eretz Yisrael, it always says Eretz HaKnani Achiti Amor. Kenan is the first one. So Kenan represents these Choyvlim, the obstacle blocking the Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Ikar hachnosom, and the main way that we're able to subdue and to subjugate these opposing forces is alidei ne'imas hanagina, through that sweetness of the song. Bechinas kinoir noim im novel sheze bechinas shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. That's the concept of the sweet sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Bechinas tiku b'chodesh shofar. By through the shofar we draw this heavenly sweetness. Umachnien hazayin amomin, and we're able to subdue these 7 nations. Bechinas Kenan sheyinikosoy mebechinas choyvlim, who draw their energy from that other type of sechel, the sechel of machloikus, which is called choyvlim. Veze shenismach shom tekev edus bihi yosef shemoi. The testimony to this comes from Yosef HaTzadik. Upirish Rashi. Rashi writes over there, Ki Rosh Hashanah Yotzo Yosef Mibeis Vasurim. We know that Yosef HaTzadik was imprisoned by Potiphar, and he was imprisoned for 10 years originally, and then he had spent another 2 years because he asked the Saramashkim, to rescue him. He showed a lack of trust, faith in Hashem in a sense. And when he finally was taken out of Egypt, what was taken out of prison, it was on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Yosef hu bechinas noyam kanal, because we had mentioned earlier, Yosef was the symbol of tzaddik. he's also an expression of this heavenly sweetness. As the Torah writes about him, he was Yifei Toyar Vifei Mara. He was extremely handsome. He was very good looking, which is again another expression of this Noyam Elyon, this heavenly sweetness. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day when the faucet of this Noyam Ho'Elyon starts flowing again, of which Yosef HaTzadik is an example of it. When he was in prison, the Noyam Ho'Elyon was in prison in a sense. His coming out of prison implies a new beginning of a flow of this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh v'yihi miketz shnosayim yomim u'paroi choyleim. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the dream, Paroi's dream, which Yosef HaTzadik interpreted. We know that that incident took place on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara tells us that that's the day when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of prison. Paroi had his dream. He tried having his people interpret it. They couldn't come up with anything that satisfied him. So that was when the suggestion was made, the Sar HaOifim, I think it was, who said to Sar HaOifim or the Sar HaMashkim, one of the two, said to Paroi that when I was in prison, I had a dream and there was this wonderful person that interpreted it, you know, Yosef HaTzadik. He called him Nar Ivri, he insulted him. Rashi HaKadosh points out, okay. V'alkein ho'yohanes al-yidei sheno v'hisoyerus ha-sheno shel Paroi. And interestingly, the miracle of Yosef HaTzadik being taken out of prison and rising to the stature of viceroy of Egypt, you know, in one shot, took place as a result of Paroi sleeping and being awakened from his sleep. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'yiketz Paroi, that Paroi woke up, and then he went back to sleep, and he woke up again. Ki kol ze nimshach mishoresh hamalchus shel malo. Because all of this that was taking place down below on earth regarding this king who at that time ruled the world, Paroi, was tied into the kingdom in heaven. Shebinyono b'Rosh Hashanah, which is built on Rosh Hashanah. The Malchus of Hashem gets built on Rosh Hashanah. Al yidei bechinas sheno v'hisoyerus hasheno. Through a concept of sleep and being awakened from sleep. Ki yodua bekavonos, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Rav Nosson Zal references this in a few places in the Kutei Halachos, where he talks about, the Arizal explains, that just like when Adam HaRishon was created, originally he was created as Siamese twins with Chava, attached back to back, and in order for them to be able to have children, in order for them to be able to unite properly, they had to be, the connection between them had to be severed, they had to be sliced apart and separated so that they could turn around to be face to face rather than back to back. Lahavdil, Kaviyochel by the Shekhinah, there's a similar concept that Kaviyochel Hashem and the Shekhinah are attached in this form of Ocher Ba'ocher, and in order for them to be able to be productive, it has to be ponim beponim, it has to be face to face. So there has to be a nesira, there has to be what's called a slicing that takes place to separate them and allow them to turn around to face each other. And just like by Adam HaRishon, in order for that to happen, Kaviyochel Hashem didn't use anesthesia, Hashem put Adam HaRishon to sleep. There was a tardema, a sleep. So too, every single year, when this has to happen regarding the Shekhinah, the Binyan HaMalchus, as it's called, Kaviyochel Hashem imposes a sleep, and that's when this slicing takes place, and then there's the waking up from the sleep, which is symbolized by the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The message of the shofar is Uri Sheinim, wake up those who are asleep. This is something that's discussed in the Sifrei Kabbalah of the Arizal, and Rav Nosson Zal references it periodically. Sihiri shows us that you'll note that one of the outstanding events that took place on Rosh Hashanah in Jewish history is this sleep of Paroi and his waking up, which resulted in Yosef HaTzadik coming out of prison, which corresponds to this sleep and waking up, Kaviyochel by Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas chaloim Paroi, and this is the concept of the dream of Paroi, Sheva Shnei Asovo, the Sheva Shnei Orov, which involved, which was interpreted to refer to 7 years of plentifulness and 7 years of famine. V'sheva Shnei Orov, Bolu es Sheva Shnei Asovo, and these 7 years of famine swallowed up the 7 years of plentifulness, and they disappeared completely. The 7 years of plentifulness disappeared completely. And the 7 years of famine retained their ugly appearance. Even after having swallowed up the fat cows, you know, in the dream, they still remained perfectly skinny. All of this alludes to what we spoke about earlier. Paro was being shown in his dream the source of where the Jewish exile originates from. And the main concept of exile is the fact that the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of our life, of our spiritual life. Kishom ikra hamoichin haneimim. Eretz Yisrael is the place where you have this sweet sechel, a sechel of peace. Bechinas noyam shehein ikra chiyus odom, which is the main source of spiritual life of the person. Ki hachochmo techaya, because the pasuk says that knowledge gives life. V'alkein hoya golos b'mitzrayim, and therefore when the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, where were they exiled to? It was to Egypt, which is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu ha'hepech mamish mi'Eretz Yisrael kanal. V'ro shoyresh ha'golos shenimshach mebechinas ha'chaloyim shero. And Paroi was shown the origin of the golos, where it originates from, which is what he was being shown in his dream. Kiro sheva porois toivois. He saw seven healthy-looking cows. Shemaramzim al sheva shnei asovol, which were a symbol of the 7 years of plentifulness. Sheze bechinas kedusha Eretz Yisrael, shemishom ikra sevav habrocha yidua. That represents Eretz Yisrael, which has those seven special species, the seven which symbolize brocha, blessing, and sevav, being satisfaction. V'hakol nimshach mebechinas hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael, bechinas hanoyam, shemishom kol hachius v'hashpois. And all of it comes from the seichel of Eretz Yisrael, which is that sweetness, which is the source of shefa. Ki noyam kol haperois v'hatvois hamazbim es odom, hakol nimshach mebechinas hanoyam o'elyen shebechinas kushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because the sweetness, the goodness, the healthiness that's found in all fruit and grains and everything, all originates from the Noyam Ho'elyon, which is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael. That's what gives these foods their nutritional value, their health-giving properties, etc. V'ro paroi shenimshach hashpo azois b'china sheva shnei asovo shehu b'china hashpo asmeim elyon kanal. And paroi saw that this was flowing, that there was a flow of these 7 years of plentifulness, a flow of this Noyam O'Elyon. Havol tekev kishenim shachashpo asa Noyam O'Elyon b'china sheva shnei asovo. However, as soon as that faucet is turned on, as soon as that Noyam O'Elyon starts flowing, v'hine sheva porois acheirois oilois achareim, there come seven other cows following them. Ro'ois mare, who looked ugly, terrible. Loi ro'isi koheina b'chol eretz Mitzrayim lo roya. I never saw such ugly-looking cows in the history of Egypt. This is what Paroi said. Shehein b'chinas hora gomur. They symbolize something that's totally bad. B'chinas sheva shnei oro, the 7 years of famine. Shezehu hora shebechoivlim. That's the negative aspect, the bad part of the choivlim, the moichin of chutz loretz. Pegam ha-moichin shel chutz loretz, shemechablin u'mechalin ha-koel chasushom, which seeks to destroy everything, to break everything. V'tekev kishenim shach b'chinas hashpo asanoyam b'chinas sheva shnei asovo. And as soon as there begins to flow the noyam, the 7 years of plentifulness, boim tekev b'chinas ha-choivlim l'stakin al yodom, it's immediately followed by the choivlim. The choivlim immediately rise up because they're hoping to get their tikkun when this flow of noyam ho'elyon is turned on. And because of the fact that these choivlim are extremely bad, So what ends up happening is not only do the chayvlim not get cured, but they end up overtaking the ne'imim. They end up overtaking the malachim of Eretz Yisrael and messing them up. Ad shebechinas malachim shel Eretz Yisrael, bechinas noyim, bechinas sheva shnei asava, nivla v'nishkach al yedei bechinas ha'chayvlim, shein bechinas sheva shnei arov. To the point where the 7 good years, which symbolize the sweetness of Eretz Yisrael, ends up getting swallowed up by the malachim of chutz la'aretz, by the chayvlim, by the 7 years of famine. Umishom ikra golos shel Mitzrayim, and that's what resulted in the exile, the Egyptian exile. V'chein kol ha-golius, and that's the story behind all the times that Bnei Yisrael are in golus. Ki golus Mitzrayim v'chol ha-golius ha-koil b'shvil pegam ha-das. Because when the Jews were in exile, or in Egypt, or all the exiles, they're all based on pegam ha-das, a deficiency in das. Kemuva b'kisvei Arizal, as is written in the writings of the Arizal, Dahainu b'shvil pegam hadas shepogam odom arishin she'ochel mi'etz hadas toivora. It all originates from the pegam hadas of odom arishin when he ate from the eitz hadas. The eitz hadas toivora zebechinas machloikis bechinas choivlim, and this tree, which was a mix of good and bad, symbolizes the choivlim. We said the choivlim are a concept of machloikis. Machloikis is also a concept of two, divisiveness, where there isn't oneness, but rather there's separation. And as a result of Adam Arishan being poige mendas, he was exiled from what? From Gan Eden. Shehu b'chinas kedusha aseret Yisrael, kedusha aseret Yisrael, kama vur b'mokam achar. Whereby Gan Eden is also symbolic of Eretz Yisrael, of the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's actually what eventually caused the Jews to go down to Egypt to correct the pegam hadas of Adam Arishon. The alkein hischil agolus aydei mechiras Yosef shubchinas noyam shepogmu boy aydei machloike shecholkim oyechv kanal. And this is why we mentioned earlier that when it really came to happen. The straw that broke the camel's back, in a sense, that really initiated the Jews going down to Egypt, was the machlekes against Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, who is also a form of Noyam, he's this Noyam Elyon. Ve'ikar is Gabrus HaGolos HaMachmas Shebechol Pam. Ah, now listen to this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ve'ikar is Gabrus HaGolos, and the main thing that keeps fueling this exile. What keeps fueling this exile for thousands of years? Humachma shebechol pam shebo ezet tzadik godol she'al yidei kedushosoi humamshich b'chinas hashpoas hanoyam b'chinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. It's because of the fact that any time that a great tzadik comes along finally, who's in a position to turn on that faucet, to cause that noyam oelion to start flowing, that moichin of Eretz Yisrael, Azai taketh boim ha-choivlim listakin. Then immediately there rises up choivlim, there rises up machloikis against them, because these choivlim are looking to get their tikkun. Omach mashadayin lo higi azman tikkunon. And because of the fact that the time is not yet ripe for them to receive their tikkun, aydei zeh heim poigmenes ha-moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. They end up harming the noyam, harming the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what's causing this long, long exile that we're going through. The fact that, again, any time a tzaddik comes around who's in a position to effect a tikkun for the world, major tikkun, and he starts to flow with this noyam ha'elyon, immediately chayvlim come up and there's machlekes against him, and it ends up, not only don't the chayvlim get a tikkun, but they end up damaging and slowing down the effectiveness of the tzaddik. V'alkein tchilas golus Mitzrayim hischil b'shvil ma'shomar Avram Avinu b'mo eida ki roshenu. And this is why you find that what started off the golus Mitzrayim was when Avram Avinu was promised by Hashem that Hashem would give him and his children Eretz Yisrael, and Avram Avinu's response was, "How do I know? B'mo eida." He was poigei mendas again. He expressed doubtfulness regarding inheriting Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas chayvlim. Sofek, doubt, is a concept of chayvlim. Shein b'chinas machloikes usfeikos. What doubts, chayvlim, is a concept of divisiveness when a person is not sure. Yes, no, day, night, hot, cold. That's all a concept of chayvlim and a concept of sofek. Hainu ki teikiv kishashim yizborach yiftiach loyal yirusha seret Yisrael nis'oirer v'nimshach olav teikiv hashpoas hanoyim ho'elyoim shibachinas moichin shloras Yisrael. Because this is a concept that Rav Nosson Sal taught us earlier, that as soon as Hashem told Avram Avinu that he was going to get Eretz Yisrael, immediately, even though Avram Avinu was still in Chutz Loretz, a faucet was turned on. A laser beam shot out from Eretz Yisrael, shooting that Noyam Ho'elyon, that Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, at Avram Avinu. As soon as that flow of Noyam started happening, however, that action always causes a reaction. So as soon as that Noyam starts flowing, the Chayvlim wake up and they say, here we go, here we are, we're ready. And they show up on the scene. They're coming to get their tikkun. Umachma shebechinas ha-choyvlim, dayinu ha-moichin shel chutz-loretz, hoyuoz adayin pegumim mo'oid, mi'chet shel odom rishon kanal. And because of the fact that these choyvlim, these moichin of chutz-loretz, were still in a terrible state as a result of the damage that was caused by odom rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, Alkein Goromu Pegam Gamba Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael Sheisig Avram Avinu. Therefore, they ended up damaging the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, which Avram Avinu was given a little taste of. Ad Shenofal Machloikes Usfeikos Beliboy Al Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. And this resulted in Avram Avinu doubting and being confused about, being troubled about whether he and his children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Called Mesifta Derekia, and the Rosh Yeshiva there is this angel, this Malach, the Malach Memtes. And the Zohar Kodesh explains the differences between those two yeshivas are sort of like the differences between Talmud Yerushalmi and Talmud Bavli. In Hashem's yeshiva, there is no debate. There is no kosher, posel, Talmud, nothing like that. There's just straight halacha, straight statements, nothing else. In the yeshiva of the Malach Memtes, that's where you have kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur, mutter, corresponding to the 6 days of the week, corresponding to this whole concept of machloikas, choyvlin. There is already this bechin of choyvlin. So this malach is a composite of these. He symbolizes the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which is the source within holiness of these choyvlin. This is the machloikas of the Tanoim and Amoroim. Ze oisir ze matar. V'alkein bol Yeshua koydem shenichnas liyarichoi litchilas gvul Eretz Yisrael. And this is why this angel showed up just as Yehoshua was about to enter into Yerichoi, you know, to break into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Hainu b'chinas choyvlim shenoyflim banimim listakein. This is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, that whenever there is a shine, whenever the Noyam Ha'elyon starts flowing, that's when the choyvlim show up, because they know that that's their time for them to try to get a tikkun by merging themselves in with the ne'imim. Chavolim noflu libanimim. This is the next paragraph is a very powerful statement that I, from when I first saw it 20 years ago, it stuck with me very, very much. V'ze b'chinas loisuchal kaloisom maher pentirbo olecho chayas hasoda. Hashem warned the Jewish people, you are not going to be able to wipe out the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael quickly. It's not going to be fast food. Bim bam! 30, you know, a six-day war, and it's all over. They're all wiped out. Why? Because penter balecha chayas hasoda. Because if you're going to try to do it too quick, the animals will come out to fight with you. Animal, now beside, you know, ma'at ma'at agroshenu miponecha, but rather, slowly, slowly, shweya, shweya, as they say in Arabic, slowly, slowly will eliminate, will clean out the garbage from Eretz Yisrael, the other nations. Ad Asher Tifre, which will give you a chance to multiply, V'nochalto Esoretz, and you will take over the land. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Lo yagarshenu miponecha b'shana achas. I will not throw out the nations there in 1 year. It's going to take a long time. How much did it take up? How much did it end up taking? 7 years of fighting. 7 years to settle in, you know, to settle the ground. 14 years it took altogether. Shetzrichen lichvoish kedusha Eretz Yisrael ma'at ma'at, because when a person is trying to conquer the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, he's got to do it slowly, slowly. Legareish horash bechayvlim, to eliminate, to evict the negative aspects of the chayvlim. Shein bechinas ha'amim vaklipois v'amoinim Eretz Yisrael. This refers to the nations and the klipois and the obstacles from Eretz Yisrael. Legarshom ma'at ma'at, to evict them slowly, slowly. Ki ein koyach l'sakin ha'chayvlim b'vas achas, because it's impossible for a person to correct these chayvlim in a one-time shot. Meaning to extract the good from the chayvlin and merge it into the neimim, merge it into the kedusha, and thereby have the negative of the chayvlin be dropped and destroyed. We don't have the ability to do that quickly. That can only happen slowly, slowly. Based on the amount of noyam that we're zecher to draw upon ourselves, we're able to correct the chayvlim and to eliminate the rashi bohem. That I'll chase them out slowly, giving you a chance to multiply and take over the land. Now Rav Nosson Zal mentions another aspect of this, meaning that you'll be zeche to be able to draw upon yourself this noyam, which leads to bringing children into the world, which leads to hoylada. Bechinas ad asher tifre. Rav Nosson Zal says that's why those three words are included in the pasuk. Oz v'nochalto esoretz, and then you'll be zeche to inherit the land. Shetizke linchoil velirash Eretz Yisrael, you'll be zeche to inherit and take over Eretz Yisrael. Shekidushoso mihanoyam ha'elyoin, whose holiness comes from this noyam ha'elyoin. Veze bechinas kol ha'hizgarus v'hizgabrus shemizgaber habaldovor bechol pam yoiser al kol mi sheroitze lichnois lavoides Hashem Yisborach. And based on what we learn now, you could understand why any time a person makes a decision of wanting to come close to Hashem, the Yetzirah goes all out, you know, brings out all of his weapons and all of his soldiers and all the divisions of the army, the navy, the air force. They take the whole crew out to take on this person. And the more that the person makes a decision that he wants to come closer to Hashem, the Yetzirah brings out new divisions, new weaponry, nuclear stuff, all the serious stuff. As the Gemara says, when a person's on a higher level than someone else, or than they themselves were a year or two ago, then they have to expect that they're not going to have last year's Yetzirah. They're going to have the 2001 model. They're coming out, they're in the year 2001. The Yetzirah is right there with 2001 weaponry to take them on. Ki ikar kol hakidusha shelish ha'israeli nimshach me'eretz Yisrael. Because all aspects of kedusha of a yid, in other words, if a yid is looking to improve himself in Tikkun HaBris or Limud HaTorah or anything, in other words, any aspect of Yiddishkeit, any aspect of kedusha, draws from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the merkaz, it's the center, it's the generator of all kedusha. Mibchinas noyam ho'elyoin shehi klal ha'toyra kedusha. It all draws from this noyam ho'elyoin, which is a composite of the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit. How do we see that? It's a pasuk, k'mo shekosuv, derochecho darchei noyam. When Hashem describes the Torah, it says its paths are paths of noyam, sweetness. So we see that the entire Torah is plugged into this Noyan. Therefore, any time that a Jew wants to become more religious, which means he's taking upon himself a new zrika, a new spritz of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, of that noyam ho'elyon. The second that starts happening, those chayvlim are alerted, and hey guys, come on, let's go. This is a chance for us to get a tikkun or to topple the kedusha completely. V'azai kemoikein misoyre harashe b'chayvlim u'mizgabrim kenegdoi lemoinoi. Within these chayvlim, there's two branches. There's the kadosh branch and there's the tamei branch. Within these chayvlim, there's a positive side of them and there's a negative side of them. And both of them come running at the person. The positive side is coming to run to get its tikkun because it knows that whenever there's a new flow of noyam ho'elyon, the chayvlim have a possibility of getting a tikkun. The ra of the chayvlim is running along to try to torpedo the whole thing. Ki kol hachatoim v'hasitra achra achizoso me'hachayvlim. Because all the sins of a person and all these sitra achra, all of it draws from these chayvlim, shem b'chinas machloikis, shemishom ikar hayetzahara, k'mo shekosov Rabbein Zal b'makom acher, shayetzahara hu b'chinas machloikis. V'al kein nekroim hachatoim b'shem chabala. And this is why another word for aveirois is chabola. K'mo shekosov chovoil choval nuloch. We sinned against you. And the word that's used is chabala, miloshin chayvlim. Because all sins that a person commits come from these chayvlim, these forces of the sitra achra, that when they see a Jew trying to start to advance a little, they come running. And therefore the person has to be ready every time. Every time he wants to advance, he's got to be ready for new fight, new, brand new battle. So that he should be able to subdue and eliminate the ra part of the chayvlim, and to take the toiv of the chayvlim and fold it into the noyam and make it part of the noyam. So that the entire package of moichin, what was originally chayvlim and neimim, both together should become Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, Sheshom Ikra Moyach VaChochma, which is the main place of Chochma. Paragraph Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Shomar Moishe Ochein Noida Hadovor Kishero Shnei Anoshim Ivrim Nitzim. And this is why we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu was first starting out his career, you know, in terms of taking the Jews out of Egypt, and it says he came out of the palace one day where he was living at the time, and he saw two Jews fighting. Doson Vaviram it was at the time. And he made a statement, Ochein Noida Hadovor. Now maybe I understand why this is all happening, why the Jews are in exile. Ulpirish Rashi comments on it, Royani Shehem Ru'uyim Lekach Lihyois Begolus. I see that the Jews are deserving of being in exile. Hainu machmas shirosh yesh machloikis b'Yisrael al kein noida loy tam hagolus. The fact that he observed that there's machloikis in Klal Yisrael made him understand one of the reasons, the main reason why we're in exile. Ki ikar hagolus machmas hachoivlim shein b'chinas machloikis. Because as we mentioned earlier, there are two types of wisdom. There's a type of wisdom where people see eye to eye with each other very easily. And even if they start off as different opinions, they're mani'imim zelozeh b'halocha, where they're very easy in getting to, in understanding each other's views and coming to a mutual decision. That's called moichin of Eretz Yisrael. That's the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. And the other moichin is called chayvlim, Rav Nosson Zal explained, which is the wisdom of chutz loretz, which is a wisdom of conflict. constant conflict, turbulence, turmoil, as we find in the Babylonian Talmud, in the Talmud Bavli. Every Mishnah, this one says night, this one says day, kosher, pasul, tomei toher, you know, back and forth. V'chein achshav, and Rav Nosson Zal says the same thing holds true even today, thousands of years later. Ikar aricha sagolus machmas machlokes. The main reason why the Jewish people are in exile for so long is because of machlokes. Kemoshom Razal, as the Gemara says, lo nechrav bayisheni kiyim b'shvil sinas chinam, that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed only because of sinas chinam, unjustified hate among Jews. Because the main exile is the fact that we have been distanced from our land and we're not on our own turf. And even those that are living in Eretz Israel today supposedly know that it's far from being our land. When I say our land, I mean totally belonging to the Jewish people, number one. And number two, being in the capacity of a Jewish country that's based on the Jewish religion, where every decision that needs to be made on every level is tied into the Torah, is tied into the foundations of Judaism. V'chol zeh nimshach mebechinas ha-chovlim. And all of this comes from this concept of chovlim, sheheim hamoichin shel chutz loretz mamish, which is the concept of the sechel of chutz loretz. Sheheim keneged hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael, which is the opposite of the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom ikar achiza soakum varicha sagolos meretz Yisrael kanal. And that's the basis for the strength which all the other nations of the world have against the Jewish people. It comes from this chovlim. It comes from this type of seichel that's not, where people are not at peace with each other. People can't come to a mutual understanding. And that's what's causing us to be out of Eretz Yisrael for so long a period of time. V'alkein, and therefore, when the Torah describes the future, when the Torah describes the coming of Moshiach, it tells us that koidem ha-geula yovoi Eliyahu. We know that before Moshiach will be revealed, it's written that 3 days before, Eliyahu Hanavi is going to make an appearance. He's going to announce the coming of Moshiach. And the Gemara says that one of his main missions is going to be, one of Eliyahu Hanavi's main missions is going to be, Lasos Shalom Bo'olam, to establish a peace, a world peace. K'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein Eliyahu bo letame uletaher, Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to be coming to label things. This is Tameh, this is Torah, this is good, this is bad. Elo lasois sholoim boilam. His mission is going to be to establish a world peace. Ki ikra ha-geula loshuv l'Eretz Yisrael toli b'sholoim. Because the main redemption for the Jewish people to be zeichet, to become established in Eretz Yisrael properly, is dependent on sholoim. It's through Sholem that will be zeche to connect to this Noyam Ho'elyon that we mentioned earlier, this heavenly splendor, Shehu Bechinas Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael, which is the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Sholem, which is a concept of peace. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, getting back to the topic of eating, because this halacha was based on explaining the reasons for why we make brachas on food. V'alkein ikar tikkeno achila b'gdusha hu al yedei tzedaka. And this is why one of the main items necessary in order for a meal to be qualified as achila b'gdusha, a holy type of eating, is that there must be charity involved. There must be tzedaka involved in the meal. Kimo shekosu b'zoyar u'b'chol ha-sforim, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh and in all other sforim, shetzrichin lahafrish tzedaka koidem hu achila, that it's preferable for a person to set aside money for charity before they eat, and also to invite the poor to join in your meal. These are different forms of tzedakah. This is one of the main ingredients necessary for a person's eating to be a proper type of eating according to Yiddishkeit. כי על ידי צדוקו נעשה כלי לקבל השפועה סנוי המועליון, because Rabbi Nazal explains in Likutei Moran. Remember, this halacha in Likutei Halachos is based on a chapter on Likutei Moran that we referenced several times already. And there in Likutei Moran, when Rabbi Nazal talks about this noyam hoelion, this heavenly splendor, he explains that a person has to have a vessel, a keli, into which to receive that. The keli is tzedakah. Tzedakah is a keli. When a person gives charity, he creates a vessel into which Hashem can give. Shezehu ikar tikkun ha'achila. And the main tikkun ha'achila is to be able to receive, to plug into this noyam hoelion. Because when this is in place, then the person is able to take the physical pleasure that they're having from the food that they're eating and plug it into its spiritual source, plug it into that noyam hoelion. And the Rabbi Nazal explained in the chapter in the Kutaman over there that the keli is tzedakah, because tzedakah is called nedivu slave. Tzedakah is an expression of goodwill, an expression of rotzon tov on the part of the person. And it's that expression of goodwill down below that serves as a keli. The Gemara says always that you give, you get back in return. The Hebrew word for giving in the Torah is venosnu, venosnu, and they will give. And the Mefarshim bring that the word venosnu, if you read it forwards or backwards, it reads the exact same way, to teach us this message that when a Jew gives, he gets back. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take everything we've discussed the past few pages and show us how it ties into Rosh Hashanah. Ki mevura ba'toiranal she'ikar shoira sho'elion shelabriyo hu b'chinas noyam ho'elion shu b'chinas mo'ichin shelaretz Yisroel. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran over there that the source, the heavenly source of creation, is this Noyam Ho'elyon. It all started from this Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor, which is a concept of the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Shezoichem Lekaplo Yalidei Tzedakah, which a person avails themselves to be able to receive from that through Tzedakah. Shaydeze Nimshach HaHoylodo Shel Ho'odom, through which a person helps to bring about the birth of people, Shehu Iker Kavona Sabriya, which was the main intent in Hashem creating this world, for it to be inhabited by human beings. Shaydeze Misrabev and Ezgadel Koido Yisporach. And this is what really increases Hashem's glory, Hashem's honor. The more people that there are, the larger a king Hashem is, the more he has people that he's ruling over him. Shehu Shoiresh Habriya, which is the foundation and the purpose for creation. Ki HaKoil Bora Hashem Yisporach Lechvoidoi, because we know that Hashem created everything for His honor. Ki HaKovoid Hu Shoiresh Kol HaAsoram Amorei Shebohem Nivroilam, because we know that Hashem created the world with 10 statements. It's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Ba'asoram Amorois Nivroilam. Hashem said, Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or. Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be a sky, etc. And those 10 statements are all expressions of Hashem's kovoid. As it says, Uvehecholoi Kuloi Oimer Kovoid. That within the castle of Hashem, within the Heichal of Hashem, all of His statements, Kuloi Oimer Kovoid, are all an expression of Hashem's honor. It was all for the sake of Hashem's respect. And this is all tied into Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'olam. Since we know that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. Which world? Dahainu Ha'odom Nivra B'Rosh Hashanah. Man was created on Rosh Hashanah. Man was created on the sixth day of creation, which came out to be Rosh Hashanah. K'mayisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Shebriyas Odom Rishon Hoya B'Rosh Hashanah, that Odom Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. V'Alkein Murgal Haloshin B'Sforim B'Rosh Hashanah Nivro Olam. And that's why this has become a common expression that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, even though you would say technically that's not correct. V'chein Om Razal, and the Gemara in fact says, B'Tishrei Nivro Olam, that the word Bereshis, the first word in the Chumash, Bereshis, is the same exact letters as the word B'Tishrei. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that the world was created be'alef Tishrei, exactly on the first day of Tishrei, the world was created. And we actually announce on Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim Haras Oilam. Today is the birthday of the world. Ze Hayoim Tchilas Maasecho. This is the day when Hashem's creations began. Afal pi shebe'emes, Ika Briyas Oilam Hoya Michof Heyel ad Rosh Hashanah. Even though technically the majority of the world was created in the 6 days from the 25th of Elul till Rosh Hashanah. Kama Yisham Razal. However, because of the fact that man was created on Rosh Hashanah, and man was the main purpose for creation, that's why it's labeled this way. That's why we express it this way. Because the entire world and everything in it was created for the sake of man, who was Hashem's most important objective in creation. Everything was created for the sake of man, to enable man to understand Hashem, to come to the realization that there is a Hashem, to understand Him, and to respect Him. Shebishvil ze nivra hakoil. That's what everything was created for. Ki b'chol abriya kula ein mi sheyuchal lahakir es mi shomar v'hoi oilam v'yagdil kevoyta yisborach kemoi ha'adam. Because within the entire creation, there does not exist any being that has the ability to understand Hashem as well, and to give Hashem respect as well as man can, as well as human beings can. V'alkein, even the angels, we mentioned this many times, even the angels who can be on a higher level of understanding, the fact that they don't have free choice puts them in a lower level category in terms of Hashem receiving respect from them than from human beings. The fact that a human being has a choice to accept Hashem or reject Hashem, chas v'shalom, you know, puts the respect that humans give Hashem in a much higher category than angels. V'alkein ha'odom ikar habriya. Therefore, man is the most important item in creation. U'kemavur ba'toranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likut Imran that this is based on. V'alkein b'rosh Hashanah shenivra ha'odom nechshav ki'ilu kol habriya nivra oz. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day that man was created, it's considered as if that's the day that the entire creation took place on. Ki ha'odom hu ikar klal habriya kanal, because man is a composite, in a sense, of the entire creation. V'alkein onu oimrim b'Rosh Hashanah nivra oilam kanal. This is why we say the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. Nimtza shebriyas ha'olam dahinu ha'odom shehu hu ikar ha'olam hoya b'Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, man, who is the most important item in the world, was created on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we say the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. Lahavdil, you know, a woman bakes a cake or prepares something, sews something, and she says, I made this sweater on this. It's when she completed it. It's when it became a completed item. That's when it's made. V'alkein anu tzrichim b'Rosh Hashanah lo'orer b'chinas noyam ho'elyon shemishom nimshach ikar b'riyas Adam. And therefore, every single year when Rosh Hashanah comes around, our mission is to reactivate this Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor, which is what originally resulted in the creation of man. Originally, when Hashem created man, man was a product of this Noyam Ho'elyon, in a sense, this heavenly splendor of Hashem, and every Rosh Hashanah, we look to reactivate that. V'zeh b'chinas shofar. This is the concept of the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Ki koil shofar hu b'chinas asora mine negina. Because we know that the sounds of the shofar, we know that all together on Rosh Hashanah, we blow today. Most shuls have the custom to blow 100 koilos, 100 rounds. However, basically, these 100 rounds are broken down into 10, into a base of 10. The base of 10 is Tkiah, Shvorim, Trua Tkiah, that's 4, that's one set. The second type of set is Tkiah Shvorim Tkiah, which is another three. And then there's Tkiah Trua Tkiah, which is another three. That it's those three sets of 4-3-3, we have many, you know, repetitions of them. But that's basically the foundation of Tkiah Shofar. It's 10 items corresponding to the 10 types of song that exists in Yiddishkeit, which the Sefer Tehillim is based on, 10 different types of negina, 10 different types of song. V'asora mina negina zebechinas ne'im zemirois Yisroel. And we mentioned earlier that song, zemirois, is an expression of this heavenly splendor, this noyam ho'elyon. As the Pasuk says, ne'im zemirois Yisroel. These two items are put side by side, this noyam, this sweetness, and the song. She'al yodo ma'orin u'mamshichin b'chinas noyam ho'elyon. It's by singing, it's by activating these 10 types of song that we activate this a flow of this noyam ho'elyon. Shemishom nimshach ne'imus hanigun. That's where the sweetness, the sweetness of the music or the song comes from. She'u ikar hadveikus, which is the thing that brings us closer to Hashem than anything else. Song, music, has the ability to elevate someone spiritually and give them a connection to Hashem that's more than anything else. Kali de anigin bechinas ne'im zemirois, aydei ze medapken atzman b'Hashem izborach v'zoichin lachzois b'noi Hashem b'chinas noyim o'elyon. Because it's through song, which the Torah defines as this ne'im zemirois, this sweetness, the sweetness of the song, that has the ability to open up, to make a Jew connect with this noyam Hashem, this noyam o'elyon. As is explained at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran, Shekosav Shom, that Rabbeinu Zal writes there, V'zeh Bechinas Hashiro, Bechinas Ne'im Zmirois, Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal over there on Likutei Moran has a whole major discussion, and at the end he slips in a small paragraph saying that another related item to this is the topic of singing, Ne'im Zmirois Yisroel, that's also related to this topic of this Noyam Ho'elyon. V'alkein koil hashoyfor shubchinas negino al yedei zeh mamshichin bechinas hanoyam ha'elyon shem ikra ha'moichin bechinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, by blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is an expression of these 10 types of song, by doing that we turn on this flow of noyam ha'elyon, which is a high level of seichel, which is the concept of the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. You'll note again, when the Gemara speaks about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, it talks about 10 levels of holiness. There's a Mishnah in Kalim which says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael, level 2 is Yerushalayim, level 3 is the Harabayis, you know, going to higher and higher levels. Ki yodua bekavonois, because it's known in the writings of the Arizal, Shaidei hashofar nimshachin hamoichin, that when the shofar is being blown, that's when a flow of sechel is being brought down to the world. Hainu bechinas hanoyam shehu ikra hamoichin. Another word for moichin is this noyam, this sweetness, which is the main sechel. V'alkein noyagin kol Yisroel laharbois bitzdoko ma'oid koinim Rosh Hashanah. And this is why it's a custom among Jews that before Rosh Hashanah, they give a large amount of tzedakah. They try to give a lot of tzedakah on Erev Rosh Hashanah or even prior to that. Kidei lizkois lekabel hashpoas hanoyam sheyisoyer al yidei hashofar lekablo yadei hatzedakah. Because Rabbeinu Zal told us in the Likutei Moran that in order to prepare a vessel into which this noyam should flow into, you need a keli, and the keli is tzedakah. Therefore, people give that tzedakah expecting that on Rosh Hashanah, when the shofar will be blown, that's going to turn on that faucet for a flow of this noyam ho'elyon. Ki ayidei tzedakah nase keli lekabel hashpoas hanoyam ho'elyon. Because tzedakah is what creates the keli into which this noyam ho'elyon can flow into. I think I've mentioned this in the past. In my fatherland, Rav Rosenfeld's al Sipurei Maaseiyos, in the first story of Sipurei Maaseiyos, where at the end of the story, it's a fascinating story, where it talks about a king who has a princess, and the princess ends up getting exiled, getting lost, and the viceroy of the king goes searching for her, and he goes through an incredible, incredible search until he finds her, and then she tells him what he has to do to get her out of captivity, a whole story, and all the way at the end of the story, finally, when he finds out exactly where she is, he's told that in the place where she is, everything is very expensive. And he's going to need serious money to be able to deal over there, to be able to play over there. So he's given a vessel. He's told, we're going to give you a vessel. Not that they don't give him $1 million. They give him a keli. He's told, here's a vessel. This vessel, anytime you'll put your hand into it, you'll be able to take out whatever you need. And sure enough, we see right away he comes to the place and there's guards there that want to. So right away he takes out some money, gives it to the guards to bribe them to be able to gain entrance into the city. And then it says that he's going to have to stay there a while and use tremendous seichel as to how he's going to get her out of there. So my father-in-law wrote in on that keli, you know, where it says about the keli, tztaka. He wrote that the keli is tztaka. That tztaka is this vessel. Every time that a Jew gives, he forces a response from Hashem that he gets Hashem to give. And that's why before davening, before a person starts davening, mitzvah to give tzedakah. Why? Because one of the main reasons for your tefillah is you're going to be asking Hashem for things. In order to ask Hashem, you have to show that you got a vessel ready. If I'm asking you for a drink, I have to have a cup. If I don't have a cup, where are you going to pour it? Over my head? So therefore, the keli is this tzedakah. You know, and this is one of the proofs for it, one of the examples where Abenazar writes this, that any time that you're getting ready for a flow of this noyam ha'elyon, part of the preparation involves preparing the keli, which is through tzedakah. V'al yidei hashpoas ha'noyam nimshach ha'hoylodo she'yisrabu b'nei odom k'dei she'yisrabu k'voidei kanal. And Rabbeinazal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when this noyam ha'elyon is flowing, that's when new births take place. That's when children can be born. Because the whole concept of the connection between husband and wife is also referred to by this term noyam. There's a Rabbeinazal quotes a pasuk there where David and Yoinasna have met. And they love, you know, they like each other tremendously. And they say to each other, Noam tli ma'oid, you are very sweet to me. Nifleis avos choli me'avas noshim, I love you more than the love between man and woman. So we see that kesher, that ahava, that ahavas noshim is tied into this noam tli ma'oid. That's also related to this noyam. And again, that's what brings about the birth of children. That's what brings about hoylodo. So in order for there to be hoylodo also, it has to come from a flow of this noyam hoelyon, this goodwill, love, this good feeling. So Rav Nosenzal writes here, so when there is this hashpo of noyam hoelyon, we know that there's going to be births, and so that Hashem's kavod will be increased. And this is why Rosh Hashanah is one of the most opportune times for women who are barren to be able to have children. As ki Rosh Hashanah, Nifkedo, Sora, Rachel, Chana. Because we know that three of the most outstanding women in Jewish history, Sora Imenu, Rachel Imenu, and Chana, all conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Ki pekida sakorois dahinu hoylodo nimshach alidei hashpoas hanoyam. Because this ability of a woman who is barren to be unlocked, to be opened up and be able to have children, that comes through a flow of this noyam hoelyon, a flow of this heavenly splendor. Shezoichin b'Rosh Hashanah kanal, which happens on Rosh Hashanah. And this is why that's the Torah portion that we read on Rosh Hashanah is about the birth of Yitzchok. Dahino v'Hashem pokades soro. Ki Yitzchok hu hoylodo horishoina bo'ilam shenoylad b'kedushas Yisrael. Because Yitzchok was the first Jew to be born to religious parents, in a sense, Avraham and Sarah played by the rules of the Torah. Avraham Avinu's parents were idol worshippers. Ki hascholas kedushas Yisrael hischil me Avraham Avinu olav hashom. Because the holiness of the Jewish people really dates back to Avraham Avinu. Aval Avraham biatzmoi adayim loy noilad bekedushas Yisrael. However, Avraham Avinu was not born in a state of holiness. Knows he came from parents who were very much the opposite of holy. Rak Yitzchok hu harishon shenoylad b'kedushas Yisrael. But rather, Yitzchok Avinu is the first one to be born in purity, through the purity of the Jewish people, where his father and mother conducted themselves with the laws of purity. V'al kein leidas Yitzchok hu ikar shleimus habriyo shenivro b'shvil ha'odom, dahaino b'shvil Yisrael, shigatlu kavoidoi. And that's why the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, in a sense, was the completion of creation. Because the world was created for the sake of man, which means for the sake of Bnei Yisrael, of which the first real Jew to be born, a Jew in a sense to be born in holiness, is Yitzchak Avinu. Because Bnei Yisrael would be the ones to really give Hashem the proper respect. V'chol ma'ashem eilot in Bnei Yisrael yoyser, and the more Jews that are born, nisrabe kevoido yoyser. Hashem's kavod is increased more. I mentioned once that that's why when chas v'shalom a person passes away, when a person is mourning, what do? They say Kaddish. What is Kaddish? Kaddish doesn't talk about death, doesn't talk about parents, doesn't talk about... Kaddish says, Yiskadal, v'yiskadash, shemei rabo. May the great name of Hashem be heightened and sanctified. What does that have to do with mourning? What does that have to do with... The answer is, because every single Jew, every time a Jew is born, Hashem's kingdom is increased. Every time a Jew passes away, Kavyachal Hashem's kingdom becomes lessened. Hashem becomes a smaller king. Before he was ruling over 500 people, now he's only got 499. So this is why we say, and in fact, the Arizal says the word Yiskadal is two words, Tagi, Dal. Tagi in Aramaic means the crown. The crown has been lessened, has been diminished. And we try to fill that in, we try to make that up by saying this special tefillah, which expresses tremendous respect for Hashem. That's what the Kaddish is all about. Yiskadal, Yiskadal, where we praise Hashem, you know, to the highest degree. V'zeh b'chinas leidas Yitzchok, this is the concept of the birth of Yitzchok Avinu, shehu ha'ilodo ha'rishoyna b'gdushas Yisrael kanal. That was the first birth which was with holiness. V'alkein koyren parasha zayis b'Rosh Hashanah. That's why that's the Torah portion that we read on Rosh Hashanah, ki oz nivra ha'olam, because Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world was created, the world being man, shenivra b'shvil ha'kovoid sheyisraba al-yidei ha'ilados Yisrael. We're talking about the world that was created so that Hashem would receive respect by the birth of Jews. Shezeh b'chinas leidas Yitzchok. That's highlighted, that the best example of that is the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas asora shoifrois, asora malchius, asora zechroinois. And this is why we find that when the shofar is being blown, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which discusses the sequence of shofar blowing, discusses again a base of 10 sound, one round corresponding to Hashem's kingdom, a second round corresponding to all the things that the Jews are supposed to remember Hashem for, Zichroinos, and a third round corresponding, which is called Shofros, corresponding to all the different places in the Torah where it writes about the sound of the Shofar. Shebohem, Keneget, Bechinas, Asorom, Amoroi, Shebohem, Nevroilam. These correspond to the 10 statements of creation with which Hashem created the world. Shenizgalin, Barosh Hashanah, which are broadcasted on Rosh Hashanah, Al yidei hakovoid shenizgale al yidei hoylodas Yisrael b'chinas pkidas akoros b'chinas leidas Yitzchok, which is shown through the birth of the Jewish people, especially taking women who are barren and them suddenly giving birth, which is highlighted by the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Shekol ze nimshach mehashpoas hanoyam hoelyon shenimshach Rosh Hashanah. All of this is a result of this flow of Noyam Ho'elyoin that flows on Rosh Hashanah. The Noyam Ho'elyoin is an expression of the Asorah Mamorois, which manifests itself in the form of these 10 sounds of the Shofar in these three directions. Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros. V'alkein, Iker, Hagdolas, Kevoido Yisporach, Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the time, the day on which Hashem's honor, when the respect for Hashem is at its peak, is on Rosh Hashanah. K'mayshayim, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'yovoi melech hakovoid. Let the king of respect, the king in all his glory, come forth. U'vechein tein kovoid. And we say special Shmon Esrei, which speaks about the kovoid of Hashem. Meloich al kol ho'ilam kulei bechvoidecha. We beg that Hashem should rule over the entire world with his full kovoid. V'chein harbe, and all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are all around this theme. Ki kol asokeinu b'Rosh Hashanah legalos malchusoi, shehi kevoidoi, b'chein asmelech hakovoid. Because our main focus on Rosh Hashanah is to broadcast Hashem's kingdom, which is his respect. ki ikra ha bria shnever bar shishana koilo bishvila kovoi shibishvil ze nevro ilo basur amores. Because the main reason for creation, which happened on Rosh Hashanah, was for respect for Hashem. This world which was created with these 10 statements. V'alkein ikar kiddush haseretz Yisrael nizgale b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is why the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is also revealed on Rosh Hashanah, more so than any other time. K'may shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are always upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, Meireshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, v'ada, on Rosh Hashanah is reactivated this concept of Hashem looking closely upon Eretz Yisrael. And as the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah nidoin ma'ye b'seifa, on Rosh Hashanah is decided what will be at the, you know, for the entire year. Ki ikar kiddushas Eretz Yisrael hu b'chinas noyam ho'elyon kanal, sheze zeichen Rosh Hashanah kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, is this heavenly splendor, this noyam ho'elyon, which is found in Eretz Yisrael, which is expressed through its 7 special fruits. They are an expression of this noyam ho'elyon. And therefore, since this Noyam Elyon really flows most on Rosh Hashanah, therefore Rosh Hashanah also is when Eretz Yisrael receives a whole new boost of energy. Yud Aleph. V'al kein tchilas kibush Yehoshua es Eretz Yisrael hoya aidei koil shofar. Rav Nosson says this is why you find an interesting thing, that when Yehoshua started conquering Eretz Yisrael, he began from the city of Jericho, and the way it was conquered was through the blowing of the shofar. Hashem told them to surround the city, go around the city 7 times. Each time they went around the city, they had to blow the shofar. And after the 7th time, when they finished blowing the shofar, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Jericho was the first city in Eretz Yisrael which Yehoshua conquered. V'kovsho al yidei shofrois. He conquered it through the blasts of the shofar. Kimavur b'Yehoshua, as is written in the book of Yehoshua. Hainu kanal. K'ayidei koil shofar b'chinas kedushas Rosh Hashanah. Ayidei ze ma'oirenu mamshichen b'chinas hanoyam ho'elyon shebchinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the shofar, the sound of the shofar, which is the essence of Rosh Hashanah, that generates a flow of that Noyam Ho'elyon, which is also the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze Mizgabren al Kol HaMoinim Eretz Yisrael, which is what gives us the ability to overcome the obstacles from Eretz Yisrael. Shehem Bechinas Zayin Amamin, which are the 7 nations. Bechinas Choyvlim Kanal, they represent the Choyvlim. We had mentioned earlier that the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is reflected in its 7 special fruits. They're the expression of Noyam Ho'elyon, and the equal opposite force to them is the 7 nations of Goyim that were there trying to block the Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael, trying to block Eretz Yisrael from expressing its holiness. V'zeh b'chinas kinoir noim im novel, tiku b'chodesh shofar. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it talks about the sweet sound of the kinoir, the harp, im novel, with some other musical instrument. And right afterwards it says, tiku b'choy the shofar, blow the shofar in the chodesh, in the month of Tishrei. These are put together. Ki shofar hu bechinas nigun, because the shofar is playing that song. Bechinas kinoir noim, the sweet harp, that sweet melody of the harp. V'zeh ma'shemuva b'sefer tuv horetz, and this is why it's brought in one of the Sforim, I believe this was written by Reb Chaim Vitalzal, this tuv horetz. Shekinoir noim im novel hu roshe tevois kena'an, that the first letters of this pasuk, Kinoir Noim Im Novel, the sweet harp with this other musical instrument, the first letters of those 4 words make up the word Kenan, which is one of the nicknames of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Kenan. Ki Kenan Hainu Klolius Hazayin Amomin, Shein Bechinas Klal Hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. Because Kenan is the first one of the 7 nations. Whenever the Torah lists those 7 nations who were the obstacle course in blocking Bnei Israel from getting to Eretz Yisrael, it always says Eretz HaKnani Achiti Amor, Canaan is the first one. So Canaan represents these chayvlim, the obstacle blocking the Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Ikar hachnosom, and the main way that we're able to subdue and to subjugate these opposing forces is al yidei ne'imas hanagina, through that sweetness of the song. Bechinas kinor noim im novel, sheze bechinas shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. That's the concept of the sweet sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Bechinas tiku b'chodesh shofar. By through the shofar we draw this heavenly sweetness. Umachnien hazayin amomin, and we're able to subdue these seven nations. Bechinas Kenan sheyinikosoy mebechinas choivlim, who draw their energy from that other type of seichel, the seichel of machloikus, which is called choivlim. Veze shenismach shom tekev edus bihi yosef shemoi. The testimony to this comes from Yosef HaTzadik. Upirish Rashi. Rashi writes over there, Ki Rosh Hashanah Yotzo Yosef Mibeis HaSurim. We know that Yosef HaTzadik was imprisoned by Potiphar, and he was imprisoned for 10 years originally, and then he had spent another 2 years because he asked the Sarah Mashkim, you know, to rescue him. He showed a lack of trust, you know, faith in Hashem in a sense. And when he finally was taken out of Egypt, what was taken out of prison, it was on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Yosef hu bechinas noyam kanal, because we had mentioned earlier, Yosef was the symbol of tzaddik. He's also an expression of this heavenly sweetness. As the Torah writes about him, he was yifei toyar v'yifei mara. He was extremely handsome. He was very good looking, which is again another expression of this noyam elyon, this heavenly sweetness. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day when the faucet of this Noyam Ho'elyon starts flowing again, of which Yosef HaTzadik is an example of it. When he was in prison, the Noyam Ho'elyon was in prison in a sense. His coming out of prison implies a new beginning of a flow of this Noyam Ho'elyon. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh v'yihi miketz shnosayim yomim uparei choyleim. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the dream, Paroi's dream, which Yosef HaTzadik interpreted. We know that incident took place on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara tells us that that's the day when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of prison. Paroi had his dream. He tried having his people interpret it. They couldn't come up with anything that satisfied him. So that was when the suggestion was made, the Sarah Oifim, I think it was, who said to Sarah Oifim or the Sarah Mashkim, one of the two, said to Paroi that when I was in prison, I had a dream and there was this wonderful person that interpreted it, you know, Yosef HaTzadik. He called him Nar Ivri, he insulted him. Rashi HaKadosh points out, okay. V'alkein ho'yohanes al-yidei sheno v'hisoyerus ha-sheno shel paroi. And interestingly, the miracle of Yosef HaTzadik being taken out of prison and rising to the stature of viceroy of Egypt, you know, in one shot, took place as a result of paroi sleeping and being awakened from his sleep. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'yiketz paroi, that paroi woke up, and then he went back to sleep, and he woke up again. Ki kol ze nimshach mishoresh hamalchus shel malo. Because all of this that was taking place down below on earth regarding this king who at that time ruled the world, Paroi, was tied into the kingdom in heaven. Shebinyono b'Rosh Hashanah, which is built on Rosh Hashanah. The Malchus of Hashem gets built on Rosh Hashanah. Al yidei bechinas sheno v'hisoyerus hasheno. Through a concept of sleep and being awakened from sleep. Ki yodua bekavonos, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Rav Nosson Zal references this in a few places in the Kutei Halachos, where he talks about, the Arizal explains, that just like when Adam Rishon was created, originally he was created as Siamese twins with Chava, attached back to back, and in order for them to be able to have children, in order for them to be able to unite properly, they had to be, the connection between them had to be severed, they had to be sliced apart and separated so that they could turn around to be face to face rather than back to back. Lahavdil, Kaviyochol, by the Shekhinah, there's a similar concept that Kaviyochol Hashem and the Shekhinah are attached in this form of Ocher Ba'ocher, and in order for them to be able to be productive, it has to be ponim beponim, it has to be face to face. So there has to be a nesira, there has to be what's called a slicing that takes place to separate them and allow them to turn around to face each other. And just like by Adam Arishin, in order for that to happen, Kaviyochol Hashem didn't use anesthesia, Hashem put Adam Arishin to sleep. There was a tardema, a sleep. So too, every single year, when this has to happen regarding the Shekhinah, the Binyan HaMalchus, as it's called, Kaviyochol Hashem imposes a sleep, and that's when this slicing takes place, and then there's the waking up from the sleep, which is symbolized by the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The message of the shofar is Uri Sheinim, wake up those who are asleep. This is something that's discussed in the Sifrei Kabbalah of the Arizal, and Rav Nosson Zal references it periodically. Sihiri shows us that you'll note that one of the outstanding events that took place on Rosh Hashanah in Jewish history is this sleep of Paroi and his waking up, which resulted in Yosef HaTzadik coming out of prison, which corresponds to this sleep and waking up, Kaviyochol by Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas chaloim paroi, and this is the concept of the dream of paroi, sheva shnei asovo, the sheva shnei orov, which involved, which was interpreted to refer to 7 years of plentifulness and 7 years of famine. V'sheva shnei orov bolu es sheva shnei asovo, and these 7 years of famine swallowed up the 7 years of plentifulness, v'loi noida kibo el kirbeno, and they disappeared completely. The 7 years of plentifulness disappeared completely. Umarehen ra kesher batchila, and the 7 years of famine retained their ugly appearance. Even after having swallowed up the fat cows, you know, in the dream, they still remained perfectly skinny. Kol ze marames alinyan anal. All of this alludes to what we spoke about earlier. Sheparo yiro mehechon nimshach tokef hagolos shel Yisrael. Paro was being shown in his dream the source of where the Jewish exile originates from. V'ikra golus huma shegolu me'eretz Yisrael, asher sham chayenu v'rachimenu. And the main concept of exile is the fact that the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of our life, of our spiritual life. Ki shom ikra hamoichin hanayimim. Eretz Yisrael is the place where you have this sweet sechel, a sechel of peace. Bechinas noyam, shehein ikar chiyus odom, which is the main source of spiritual life of the person. Ki hachochmo techaya, because the pasuk says that knowledge gives life. V'alkein hoya golos b'mitzrayim, and therefore, when the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, where were they exiled to? It was to Egypt, which is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu hahepech mamish mi'Eretz Yisrael kanal. And Paroi was shown the origin of the Golus, where it originates from, which is what he was being shown in his dream. He saw 7 healthy-looking cows, which were a symbol of the 7 years of plentifulness. Sheze b'chinas k'tusha Eretz Yisrael, shemishom ikra sevav abrocha yidua. That represents Eretz Yisrael, which has those 7 special species, the 7 which symbolize brocha, blessing, and seva, being satisfaction. V'hakoil nimshach mebechinas hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael, bechinas hanoyam, shemishom kol hachius v'hashbois. And all of it comes from the seichel of Eretz Yisrael, which is that sweetness, which is the source of shefa. Ki noyam kol haperois v'hatvois hamazbim es odom, hakoil nimshach mebechinas hanoyam o'elyen shebechinas kushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because the sweetness, the goodness, the healthiness that's found in all fruit and grains and everything, all originates from the Noyam Ho'elyon, which is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael. That's what gives these foods their nutritional value, their health-giving properties, etc. V'ro paroi shenimshach hashpo azois b'china sheva shnei asovo, shehu b'china sashpo asmeim elen kanal. And paroi saw that this was flowing, that there was a flow of these 7 years of plentifulness, a flow of this Noyam Oelion. However, as soon as that faucet is turned on, as soon as that Noyam Hoelion starts flowing, there come seven other cows following them, who looked ugly, terrible. I never saw such ugly looking cows in the history of Egypt. This is what Paro said. They symbolize something that's totally bad. The 7 years of famine. That's the negative aspect, the bad part of the Chovlim, the Moichen of Chutz Loretz. Which seeks to destroy everything, to break everything. And as soon as there begins to flow the Noyam, the 7 years of plentifulness, it's immediately followed by the Chovlim. The Chovlim immediately rise up because they're hoping to get their tikkun when this flow of Noyam Hoelion is turned on. And because of the fact that these Chovlim are extremely bad, so what ends up happening is not only do the Chovlim not get cured, but they end up overtaking the Ne'imim, they end up overtaking the Melechan of Eretz Yisrael and messing them up. To the point where the 7 good years, which symbolize the sweetness of Eretz Yisrael, ends up getting swallowed up by the Moichen of Chutz Loretz, by the Chovlim, by the 7 years of famine. And that's what resulted in the exile, the Egyptian exile. V'chein kol ha-golius, and that's the story behind all the times that Bnei Yisrael are in golus. Ki golus Mitzrayim v'chol ha-golius ha-koil b'shvil pegam ha-das, because when the Jews were in exile or in Egypt or all the exiles, they're all based on pegam ha-das, a deficiency in das. Kemuva b'kisvei Arizal, as is written in the writings of the Arizal. Dehainu b'shvil pegam hadas shepogam odom arishin she'ochel mi'etz hadas toivora. It all originates from the pegam hadas of odom arishin, when he ate from the eitz hadas. The eitz hadas toivora is the bechinas machloikis, bechinas chovlim. And this tree, which was a mix of good and bad, symbolizes the chovlim. We said the chovlim are a concept of machloikis. Machloikis is also a concept of two, divisiveness, where there isn't oneness, but rather there's separation. Vaydezen is garish megan Eden, and as a result of Adam Arishan being poige mendas, he was exiled from what? From Gan Eden. Shehu b'chinas kedusha Eretz Yisrael, kedusha Beis Hamikdash kamavur b'mokam acher, whereby Gan Eden is also symbolic of Eretz Yisrael, of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's actually what eventually caused the Jews to go down to Egypt to correct the Pegam Adas of Odom Arishon. The Alkein Hischil Agolus Aide Mechiras Yosef Shubchinas Noyam Shepogmu Boy Aide Machloike Shecholkim Oyechv Kanal. And this is why we mentioned earlier that when it really came to happen, the straw that broke the camel's back, in a sense, that really initiated the Jews going down to Egypt was the machlekes against Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, who is also a form of Noyam, he's this Noyam Oelyon. Ve'ikar is Gabrus HaGolos HaMachmas Shebechol Pam. Ah, now listen to this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ve'ikar is Gabrus HaGolos, and the main thing that keeps fueling this exile, what keeps fueling this exile for thousands of years? It's because of the fact that any time that a great tzaddik comes along finally, who's in a position to turn on that faucet, to cause that noyam elyon to start flowing, that moichin of Eretz Yisrael, Azai taketh boim ha-choivlim listakin. Then immediately there rises up choivlim, there rises up machloikis against them, because these choivlim are looking to get their tikkun. And because of the fact that the time is not yet ripe for them to receive their tikkun, they end up harming the noyam, harming the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what's causing this long, long exile that we're going through. The fact that, again, any time a tzaddik comes around who's in a position to effect a tikkun for the world, major tikkun, and he starts to flow with this noyam ha'elyon, immediately choivlim come up and there's machlekes against him, and it ends up, not only don't the choivlim get a tikkun, but they end up damaging and slowing down the effectiveness of the tzaddik. V'alkein, tchilas golus Mitzrayim hischil b'shvil ma'shomar Avram Avinu b'mo eida kiroshena. And this is why you find that what started off the golus Mitzrayim was when Avram Avinu was promised by Hashem that Hashem would give him and his children Eretz Yisrael, and Avram Avinu's response was, "How do I know? B'mo eida." He was poigem in das again. He expressed doubtfulness regarding inheriting Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas choivlim. Sofek, doubt, is a concept of choivlim. Shein b'chinas machloikes usfeikos. What doubts, choivlim, is a concept of divisiveness when a person is not sure. Yes, no, day, night, hot, cold. That's all a concept of choivlim and a concept of sofek. Hainu ki teikiv kishashim yizborach yiftiach lo yal yirusha seret Yisrael nis'oirer v'nimshach olav teikiv hashpoas hanoyim ho'elyoim shibachinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. Because this is a concept that Rav Nosson Sal taught us earlier, that as soon as Hashem told Avram Avinu that he was going to get Eretz Yisrael, immediately, even though Avram Avinu was still in Chutz Loretz, a faucet was turned on. A laser beam shot out from Eretz Yisrael, shooting that Noyam Ho'elyon, that Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, at Avram Avinu. As soon as that flow of Noyam started happening, however, that action always causes a reaction. So as soon as that Noyam starts flowing, the Choivlim wake up and they say, "Here we go, here we are, we're ready." And they show up on the scene. They're coming to get their tikkun. And because of the fact that these choivlim, these moichin of Chutz Loretz, were still in a terrible state as a result of the damage that was caused by Odom Arishin eating from the Eitz Hadas, Alkein Gormu Pegam Gamba Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael Sheisig Avram Avinu. Therefore, they ended up damaging the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, which Avram Avinu was given a little taste of. Ad shenofal machloikes usfeikos beliboy al yirushas Eretz Yisrael. And this resulted in Avram Avinu doubting and being confused about, being troubled about whether he and his children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael.